Why don't you take your Bibles and go to the book of John, chapter number 1. I'm going to preach a very familiar portion of Scripture, and most of you know it again, like we did in Sunday school. It's a verse that most of us know, and many of us have read it. We've quoted. Our kids learn these things. Today we talked about trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Today we're going to deal with John chapter 1. So if you found it, go ahead and stand if you would, please. John chapter number 1. I sure hope this will be a blessing. It's a blessing to me to even be able to stand up here and preach from this portion of Scripture. Look if you would, please. John chapter number 1, verse number 29. One verse. Would you read it together for me? Let's go. Hold on a second. Sound like we're not there yet. You're going to read. I'm going to listen because I'm going to talk enough in just a minute. All right? John chapter 1, verse number 29. Go. The next day, John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Oh, man. Look at that little phrase right there. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He'll say that little phrase again, behold the Lamb of God, later on down in verse number 36. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, behold the Lamb of God. And that's what we want to talk about today, is just that little phrase, behold the Lamb of God. Father, please bless now, I pray. Help me to be able to get this great truth out. I don't know, dear God, how much I'm going to be able to preach it. Probably already in my heart, I'm so stirred up. And I might be just crying through it, but that's okay, because God, it really, really is good to be able to say, I've taken a look at the Lamb of God. Oh, my life has been changed. My destination, dear God, is heaven and no longer hell, because of that sweet Lamb of God, your Son, Jesus Christ. Would you help us to get a new look at it today? And God, we pray that when we get done from this thought and this time, that we leave here people that rejoice a little bit more, because we have taken another look at the Lamb of God. Bless now, I pray, in Jesus' name. If somebody's not saved, please, Holy Spirit of God, hope they'll take a look today. Hope they'll understand the great need they have for this great Lamb, this Lamb that was slain, this Lamb that was slain on our behalf. Please, dear God, do a work that only you can do. Holy Spirit of God, move now. You know which saints' hearts you need to touch. You know which sinners without Christ you need to touch. Would you please do that great work? In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Go ahead and be seated if you would, please. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold! That word is not there by accident. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken there, Brother Evans, you can help me with this. I don't think there's any word in the Word of God there by just coincidence or accident, or we just needed a filler. That word is there on purpose, and it's a word that most of us, when we read it, we kind of, like I say, quote it, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. We kind of just quote it. We just kind of say it. We remember it, and we can just tell it to people. But here's what I want you to do today. I don't want you to tell it to anybody else. I want you to do what God is telling us to do personally. And here's what God said when John saw that Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, our great Savior. He said, behold. He was there with his disciples. He was there with those followers. He's baptizing now. And he says, I want you guys to do something. Behold. Now, when you say behold, basically here's what you're doing. You're telling somebody, stop a moment and take a look. Take a look. Behold. Take a look at the Lamb of God. Now, here's the way some people do it. I want you to understand something here. And here's what God is saying. We've gotten so used to church. We've gotten so used to the songs. We've gotten so used to the preaching. We've gotten so used to the Bible that God says we don't behold anymore. We don't take a look anymore. Somebody said this. Did you see that? Did you see that? And here's what somebody said. See what? That right there. And then here's the way some other people do it. Yeah, I saw that. And you know what God has said? Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. For those who didn't see it, behold the Lamb of God. And for those who did see it, stop going, yeah, I saw that. Stop saying, yeah, I heard that. Stop saying, yeah, once again somebody's going to preach on behold the Lamb of God, which taken away the sins of the world. God said, don't just take a glance and gaze upon it. Glare at it for a little while. So many of us, again, have heard things so much in the Bible, read it. Matter of fact, I'm on my fifth time read through the Bible this year. year. I know that's nothing for many of you, but every time I get to it now, I say, wait a minute, behold, glare, get a glaze on it. Take a good look at the Lamb of God once again, preacher. Now, I'm just being honest with you. Some of you got to understand that I'm not here preaching because of the fact that I asked to come preach. I'm here because Pastor Joshua wanted me to, but I'm actually preaching because it's God who called me to preach. And I'm telling you something here. He called me to preach about the Lamb of God. Amen. The Lamb of God, my Savior, His Son, the one who saved my soul. Amen. Behold the Lamb of God. I want to ask you a question. When was the last time you really took a good look at Jesus? When the last time you really took a good look at the Savior? He said, behold the Lamb of God. I want you to take some points real quickly and write them down. Is that okay if we do that today? I want you to take and write down here. There's a proclamation that is made. This is the Lamb of God. This is the one that God has said is going to be the sacrifice. This is the one that God has said is going to satisfy my need for sin to be dealt with. Because remember, the wages of sin is death. And in Him there was no sin. So when Jesus died, it satisfied God's justice. It satisfied what God said the payment needs to be. Jesus paid it all, and all to Him I owe. Somebody say amen. Our problem today is this, is that we've gotten so used to just hearing these words. I don't never, ever, ever want to get used to just hearing about the Lamb of God. Why, preacher? Why do you not want to get used? Write these down, if you would please. First of all, He was a sacrifice. He was a sacrifice. I'm talking about the proclamation that's made about the Lamb of God. Don't you understand that every time that the animals were sacrificed in the Bible, the animals hadn't done anything. It was man that had sinned. It was man that had disappointed God. It was man that had disobeyed God's word. But there was an innocent lamb, an innocent animal that was sacrificed every time. Oh, dear God, help us to see the Lamb of God, Your innocent Son who knew no sin, yet without sin, had no sin in Him. God says, don't you see the innocent sacrifice that was made on your behalf? But not only was He sacrificed, but God is saying, don't you understand? This innocent lamb, how He had to suffer. God said, behold, God said, take a good look. Don't just glance. Take a glaring look. Take a gazing look. Take a good look at this sacrificial lamb. He not only was a sacrifice, but He suffered. He was a suffering lamb. It'd be okay if you was able to just take the lamb and take it, just kind of take him up to the altar, and he go, bah, bah, and he say, go on by your way now. No, they had to take the lamb. And they had to take and kill the lamb. They had to cut the lamb up. They had to slice him into pieces. And they put him on the altar. Oh, when I look at the lamb, behold the Lamb of God. Every time I look at him, I think about how he was beat, how he was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity, and the chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripes, I am healed. Oh, God said, take another look. It'll change your life. I can't sit still when you sing about the Savior. I can't sit still when you want to read about the Savior. I can't sit still when you want to talk about the Savior. Why? Because I've taken a good look. Behold, the Lamb of God. The Lamb that was sacrificed. God said, I'm making a proclamation here. Behold the Lamb of God. He was sacrificed. He suffered. He was spotless. Every time when you go over there and look at that lamb. Matter of fact, if you go tied into Exodus chapter 12, verse 5, the Bible said that he had to be spotless and blameless and without any blemish in him. When they sacrificed for the Passover, they couldn't take one that was lame, couldn't take one that was messed up, one that was crippled. Had to take a perfect lamb. And doesn't that bother you? Think about this. Think about if something went on and you did wrong, and then all of a sudden your wife stood and said, I'll do it for him. And she hadn't done anything wrong. She didn't deserve any type of punishment. Somebody ought to stop and look at the lamb and say, wait a minute. It's me, oh Lord. Oh God, I've sinned. I've messed messed up. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. Oh, that's me, dear God. That's me, dear God. But our problem is that we've gotten so tired of looking at the left. You can preach about Jesus every service and I'll be happy. You can talk about his sacrifice every sermon, and it wouldn't bother me one bit. Matter of fact, I like what Paul said to the people of Galatia. It doesn't grieve me to say the same thing over to you again. That's where it should be when it comes to the Lamb of God. We shouldn't always say, well, don't you have something new? I like something old. Amen. Our problem today is we got too much new. We got to create too much. Oh, I don't have to create Jesus Christ. He is the suffering lamb. He is the sacrificial lamb. He is the spotless lamb. Again, he is that substitutionary lamb. He died in my place. God said, here's what's happened to some of us. You read these verses over and over and over again, and God says, you don't stop and look. You don't stop and look. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left us. Come, see that? You don't even want it. Oh, but he washed it. White as snow. Oh, church used to be a place where folks came and said, oh, it's good to be here. Why? Because we're here for Jesus. Somebody say amen. Oh, he shed his blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. You ought to think about it here today. You say, well, preacher, you want to shout. No, all of us should be shouting today. All of us should be thankful for the lamb that was slain. The Abel lamb was for one man. The Passover lamb was for a family. The temple lambs were for Israel. But the Lamb of God was for the whole world. Amen. The Lamb of God took away not only their sin, but my sin and your sin. The Lamb of God was for the whole world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but his long suffering to us were not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold for your vain conversation received by tradition from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ as a man lamb, as a lamb, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Thank God for the Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God. Oh, I'm so glad for the Lamb of God. The proclamation that's made about the Lamb. The purpose of the Lamb. I don't even have to preach that long there, Brother Evans. What's the purpose of the Lamb? To take away sin. You know what's wrong with so many religions today? They don't deal with the sin problem. They don't deal with this. Everybody's dealing with something else other than sin. The wages of sin is death. And death passed upon all men because all have sin. We don't like to deal with that thing, sin. By the way, please understand something here. Everybody has been diseased by sin. All have sin. Why in the world did God allow Jesus Christ to be the lamb that was slain? God said, because there's a sin problem. Sin problem that man could not deal with. Behold, the Bible says, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. It says in Ecclesiastes 7, verse number 20, for there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. In other words, everybody has sin. And every time I take and try to share the gospel with somebody, I do everything I can to hang them out over hell. I do everything I can to put them right there where it just seems like they're getting ready to drop in. In other words, I let them know that they're a sinner. And I let them know that, again, that they deserve to die and go to a burning hell. And many times I just say, well, the story is over with. Why? Because I want them to say, no, don't leave me hanging there. No, don't leave me ready to drop into a burning hell. Hey, why did Jesus die? To take away sin. But here's what he did. He helped us with sin and gave us hope of heaven. Amen, somebody. God is saying, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God. What are you trying to say, preacher? God is saying every one of us have an illness, but he's got a remedy for everybody sitting here today. And here's what our problem is. Here's what our problem is, Brother Evans. Most people, when they get healed from something in regular life, they remember it. They remember it. I remember my mother coming back from a stroke. And every time somebody would ask for testimony, she would say, I remember back in 1979. Mama is 2002 now. But yeah, she remember being released from the stroke in 1979. She remember the breast cancer a few years later. Oh, don't ever ask my mama to give testimony before she died. Nobody else will get a chance to testify. I know we don't have that kind of stuff going on anymore. Why? Because so many of us have forgotten where we came from. He asked me today how I was telling him how old I was. And he said, you don't look that old. And again, I'm only 58. But he said, you don't even look like you're in your 50s. Thank you very much. I'm going to pay you later. Amen. But I'm telling you something here. I may not look that old, but I can still tell you about 1967. I can tell you about Rock of Ages Missionary Baptist Church. I can tell you about 14th and Madison in Maywood, Illinois. I can tell you about Thomas Wade, the pastor preaching that day. I can tell you about how I walked down the aisle and told him I needed to get saved. I can tell you how he told me I didn't understand the gospel message. I can tell you how he told me how to get saved. I can tell you how I went home that day, still not saved. I can tell you how I came back the next week. And I can tell you how I walked down the aisle and told the preacher I'm ready to get saved. I can tell you what happened to me that day. My load was lifted. Heaven was my home. Amen. You know what our problem today is? Is that we've gotten tired of telling it. Behold the Lamb of God, which purpose take it away. The sin of the world. Gone, gone, gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Psalmist said in Psalm 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west. Amen. Father, you keep running, trying to catch it. You can't catch up to it. You got to catch my sin. God said, they will not be found. Amen. Whew. You know what they used to say, Brother Evans, when I was growing up? You can't tell it like I can tell it what the Lord has done for me. Amen. Whew. Whatever happened to testimony time? You know what our problem is? We're kind of looking at God like this. Oh, there he goes. What was that? And every once in a while, you get some old saint that'll say, I remember. I don't know if they was in the backwoods. I don't know if they was up on a mountaintop. I don't know if they were down in the valley, but I know one thing they'll say, let me tell you when God saved me. Amen. Somebody was in a car. Somebody was at a park. Somebody was on the side of a bed. Somebody was taken into an altar. Somebody was taken to a back room. I don't care where it was, but if it happened to you, you don't take just a glance. You stare. You gaze. You take a good look and thank God for the Lamb that taketh away the sin of the world. Somebody say amen. I'm going to give you point number three so I can get out of here today. God said, there's a proclamation. God says, there's a purpose. God says, do you get the provision that was really made for you? Do you really get the provision that was made for you? If there's one sin on my record, I don't get to go to heaven. Not a bunch of sins, just one sin. Behold, the Lamb of God is taking away the sin of the world. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make? Oh, I feel my help coming on. We used to say, wake me whole again. I'm gonna hold myself because you ain't used to preaching like I would preach if I just cut loose up in here. Hey, what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And down south they said, nothing. Oh, nothing. Nothing. No. nothing but the blood of Jesus. The provision that was made for me is that he redeemed me from hell, rescued me from the miry clay, and he's given me a residence in glory. Somebody say amen. That's what God has done for me. And I just want to say this as I close. Isaiah 45, 22. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. God, what you want us to do today? God says, here's what I need to happen today. I need somebody to see the blood that was shed. See the blood, the Lamb of God. The Lamb had to be slain. See the blood that was shed. The Bible says that it wasn't by the blood of goats or calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place. This is Hebrews 9:12. Having obtained eternal redemption for us. Oh, see the blood again. See him being scourged. See him being spit upon. See him being slapped. See him once again suffering and shame for you and I. See him once again. Oh, you'll never be the same when you keep looking at the Savior. See his blood again. See not only his blood. Woo! See the blessing. Amen. There's no sin on my record. There's no sin that's been remembered. There's no sin that God's going to hold against me in the future. Oh, I'm not perfect, but he is perfecting me. Somebody say amen. God says, see the blood, see the blessing. And once again, see him blameless and us deserving all of the blame that ought to cause us to be convicted. You mean what, preacher? Not convicted for sin if you're saved, but convicted by the way we live because we are saved. It should cause us to confess. I shared that this morning. We don't confess enough anymore. We should confess that, again, we messed up our lives and it was God's precious blood that saved us. We should celebrate on Sunday mornings. We should sing the songs without being poked and prodded and goaded and say, somebody sang for Jesus. Oh, no. Somebody should be saying, why don't you shut up a little bit? No, I ain't getting quiet. I ain't going to hush. I'm not going to close my mouth. Why? Because I'm served a risen Savior and he's in the world today. He took away my sins, amen. It should cause us to consecrate our lives. So I want to ask you to do something again today as I close. Would you take another look? Would you take a good look? Would you take a glaring look, get fixed on him, gaze on him? Once again, would you decide to give your life to him because of all he's done for you? And if you're not saved, would you take and come to him and say, I need a Savior today. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. I hope you never read your Bible again and just kind of go, bloop, bloop, bloop. I hope you read your Bible. Young people, sometimes it takes young people to get things started in certain places. Young people, you read your Bible, don't you? Don't you read your Bible? Do you read the Bible? Don't you read the Bible? You still on John chapter 1, verse 29? John 1, 29? Okay, you read for me. Is that okay? You read for me. I just want you to read John chapter 1, verse 29. Some people, young people, got to do this sometime because old people are just what they call old. I'm not smart, but I figured that one out. Amen. Read it for me. He said what? Behold the what? The Lamb of God. Here's what you ought to do. This your sister right here? You ought to say, sis, hold my Bible just a little bit. Would you hold my Bible? And you ought to say, whoa, behold the Lamb of God. We've taken away the sin of the world. Amen. You know what? We got a problem today. It don't excite us anymore. And somebody say, well, that's just not in me. Oh, hush up. You let little Johnny hit a home run and watch you say, go, Johnny, go, Johnny, go, Johnny. Go. Hey, I'm talking about saying, go, Jesus. If Jesus can't do it, nobody can. Amen. we got a problem today. We read it too often, but it don't affect us enough. It should change our lives. Heads bowed, eyes are closed, Brother Evans, there your hand.